Next time you pass a herd of cows, try listening closely. You might think this is silly, but in fact, for farmers, it could be pretty important. The World's Amanda McGowan explains.
If you spoke cow, you'd recognize what that meant. She's in heat. But if you don't speak cow, that's okay. That's what Alexandra Green is for. She's a PhD student at the University of Sydney in Australia, and her research focuses on how cows communicate.
What we found in this particular study is that their voices are individually distinct, and more importantly, that they can maintain these individual voice characteristics across contexts.
That's right. Cows have voices, and they talk to each other. Green figured this out by taking some recording equipment and hanging out with a herd of 13 heifers. She cataloged hundreds of their moos in a variety of situations. Getting food, being denied access to food, being ready to mate, etc. And as it turns out, you can tell a lot from a moo. That's the sound one heifer made after being denied food, just as she's expecting to chow down.
That particular call contains what we call non-linear parts called deterministic chaos. And this is what makes the voice sound quite rough and angry. And this sort of just indicates her frustration over not receiving the feed. This is one of the features that also contributes to the individuality of her voice.
And just how frustrated is she? Well, you might relate.
Towards the end of that call, she inhales, and this is because she's vocalized so loudly with such energy that she just has to take a deep breath at the end.
So why would a cow need to communicate? After all, don't they just hang around eating grass all day? I mean, what is there to say? Well, as it turns out, cows are social creatures, and that means they care about each other. Here's Green again.
The fact that they have these vocal cues to individuality may assist them in recognizing their herd mates and attract help for them in times of need. And yeah, they vocalize over short and long distances as a form of communication.
I was curious about whether these observations gelled with the way farmers see their cows. So I called up Pete Stickney. He takes care of 40 cows at the Putney School in Vermont. The school has its own dairy farm. And Green's theory seemed to track with his experience.
Mooing usually indicates some sort of distress or change. Usually the change is from moving from one group to another, and they move back at their old compatriots.
In fact, dairy farmers might be the exact people this research helps the most, especially those with larger herds who might not get to spend as much one-on-one time with their cows. Green's research might give those farmers a template for understanding how their cows are feeling. Because you know what they say about happy cows.
The farming industry, what we're seeing, especially in the dairy industry, is that herd sizes are increasing and individual animal attention is decreasing. So we're needing to develop novel ways to assess welfare and well-being on farm, and it could greatly benefit their farming.
I asked Pete Stickney about this too, about seeing cows not as a herd, but as individuals.
You know, people are surprised that I know 40 cows apart, but people who have two or three or four dogs or cats certainly know them apart. You know, we make a living from our cows, so we're very well acquainted with their needs, you know, their wants.
So maybe the secret to happiness is just being heard. For The World, I'm Amanda McGowan.